Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to hear your top 10 reasons. You notice no caller has called in on the subject I wanted. That's fine. You can. We don't screen your calls, first name, where you're calling from. But I would like it if you'd chime in with the top 10 reasons to impeach George W. Bush. Let's go to Megan, calling from Canada, and she wanted to give us some of her reasons to impeach Bush. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, you ran over so many of them that just there was like an avalanche, of reasons, and I there were so many that I came up with a list of reasons not to impeach Bush, which is sort of a parody. If I could share that with you,
we should do one of those too. Sure.
Okay, so number one, someone else will have to learn his lines at the Moloch worshiping ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Okay.
Let's see. As far as we know, he hasn't done coke off the back of a dead hooker. That's number two. Number three, the words presidential knee pads haven't entered into regular political discourse. Number four.
They're not too racy, are they? It's a family show.
No, they're not.
Okay.
He's got his own presidential quasi-military outfit specially suited for him.
Yes.
Do you remember, like, we used to make fun of political leaders who would dress up in funny uniforms?
They'd have to design new quasi-paramilitary outfits, yeah.
Yeah. Now we've got, like, the President of the United States dressing up in surplus uniform, Dorman uniforms. Like, this is a super banana republic, you know?
Well, what I want people to do is, that's a good idea. Folks, email them to Aaron at Infowars.com or Watson at PrisonPlanet.com and email your 10 reasons to impeach and your 10 reasons not to impeach, both satirical or non-satirical, if you worship the great beast. But go ahead and finish up.
Okay, scariest words spoken in English. How do you like your coffee, President Dick Cheney?
I mean, we need him to keep inventing new words and expanding the English language for us, yes.
Okay. If we did it, we'd be helping him win his global war on Scrubbrush and Crawford by giving him all that extra time on his hands. And you remember he said, if you're not with us,
The photo ops where he wears the cowboy hat, yeah.
And I'm with the scrub brush. The other stuff was just sort of silly. Oh, the other thing is really, you know, if this is where I see the impeachment going. If they impeach him, then we're going right back to the Ozark Long March with Field Marshal Rodham, and she just scares the hell out of me. I mean,
yeah, well, she's going to run for president. Remember, she swore a year ago she'd never run. Well, you should know it's the opposite of whatever she says. And again, she's pro-war, pro-police state. They love her.
Yeah. Well, don't believe anything until it's been... I never believe anything until it's been officially denied. That's my motto. That's
finish up. We got about a minute.
Okay. I guess it would put John Stewart out of work. That's another reason.
Yes.
Oh, dead air on Fox News 24 hours a day. So that's it. That's my top 10 reasons why Bush should not be impeached.
Well, thank you for now getting serious in the last 30 seconds. Any reasons to impeach?
Because he's committed, he's destroyed the Bill of Rights and he has, wrecked the Constitution.
Yeah, it's like Paul Craig Roberts said that Bush's one victory was destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Yeah.
He will go down in history. Hey, yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling in. And we will contact that Emmy Award-winning TV individual. Because I remember hearing about that story, and I'd kind of forget. And that was back in the dust of time, back in the mist of time. We'll definitely check into that. Thank you so much.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, we've got about 51 minutes left, and I promise to go back for more on the dollar. Talk about the new film, Apocalypto. For goodness, some of the lies and propaganda we've been witnessing, and to talk about Bush's top 10 crimes, why he needs to be impeached. Well, because the lies that took us to war in Iraq, caught red-handed with the White House and Downing Street memos, premeditatedly lying, the yellow cake, all of it, the mobile weapons vans that were hot air balloon trucks, we, of course, need to do something, need to impeach because of the Real ID Act giving us a national ID card, federalizing America, the new Freedom Initiative, setting up forced psychological testing of all American school children now beginning to be phased in, signing back on the UNESCO treaty to regulate the operations of so much of our federal and state governments, destroying the dollar, having Treasury Secretary Snow openly say they wanted to reduce its value. There are, you know, so many reasons. One of the big ones is symbolic. He's a figurehead for what this country's done to the world, being used as a weapon of the New World Order. So we need to do that as a signal to the world that his actions were not the actions of this country. So throw down the, I'm writing these down because I'm going to put this together later, the figurehead. I mean, I'm here just thinking of them. There's so many. Pushing for blanket amnesty. Blanket amnesty. The North American Union. American Union. Literally killing America. North American Union. I mean, just how many are there? Now, I'm going to do this right now. I've been letting callers on for 3, 4, 5 minutes. And you're all great callers is a problem. And I've gotten to a lot of you today. We're doing a good job, but I'm blitzing right now, okay? Just have your comments and questions ready. If you're a really good call, maybe 2 minutes. Average caller, getting about a minute. Because I want to give everybody a chance. And I was about to go to Paul. He just hung up. So let's go to Andrew in Missouri. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I hear you mentioning the Manhattan Project every once in a while. I'm not familiar with that. Can you tell me
that was
that
the secret program to build an atomic bomb. And they dropped two different variants, Fat Man and Little Boy, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Okay, and what's Northwoods, too? I hear you mentioning that, too.
Northwoods is the official U.S. government operation battle plan that was green-lighted all the way up to the president, who said no to launch 9/11-style attacks, to bomb D.C., to bomb Miami, to commit sniper attacks coast-to-coast, to hijack jets by remote control and crash them, to attack military bases and kill U.S. troops, to blame it on foreign enemies, to launch World War III.
And when was this?
1962.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Canada. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm Mike Spilt, and I'm a pastor of a small church in Alberta. I've been listening to your show for some time. I know you're in a hurry, but the reason that I'm calling is because I've been teaching Bible studies for a while now, and it seems to me that most people in the quote-unquote Christian world have this idea from teachings that have been handed down that if we don't support Israel, we're against God, when in fact, God is not a respecter of persons, and we need to stand up for the lives and hopes of anybody, whether they be American, Canadian, Palestinian, Israeli. But it seems like the agenda has been hijacked in order to further, well, like I say, an agenda.
Seems like it. You know, I meant to talk about this over the weekend. I printed it. It's here somewhere in the stack. And it was a article, I think it was out of Haaretz in Israel. There were several of them I printed, where it said Pastor Hagee down in San Antonio, who's a fiery preacher. I like a lot of what he has to say, except when he gets into global issues. And he has set up an open, you know, U.S.-Israeli lobby. His preachers are instructed to not preach Christianity when they're around Jews, but to just support Israel. Now, that's blasphemy, and somebody needs to write an article about that, that the evangelical groups, quote, Jewish groups were worried. They said, oh, we appreciate your support, because they're getting paid off, you know, saying Israel's God and got to do everything they say, but don't proselytize Jews. And Hagee and others have said, and it's quoted, where is that? I've got the story here. Said, we will not. In fact, we're going to start mentioning Jesus less now because of this ministry we're doing. Well, now if you talk about Jesus, you're of the devil.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Alex, and where Hagee is going with that.
This is them saying it.
I've heard those quotes, and I know why, because he said that there's a passage in Romans that talks about so shall all Israel be saved, but you have to go back and...
No, I was driving down the road and heard him on WOAI like a year ago say Jews are better than Gentiles, and they are senior Christians with the Lord, and that they're allowed to not accept Jesus, folks, I'm not kidding, and that we must learn from them and do what they say. It's total blasphemy. You've heard that too.
Oh, absolutely. Out of the mouth of Hagee and Benny Hinn and a whole lot of these guys, as a matter of fact, because they're pushing the same agenda. But what you need to do, Alex, is are you familiar with El Campo, Texas?
I know what, I know the town.
There's a preacher there named Larry T. Smith, and he gets really in-depth on a lot of these issues. And, in fact, he would be a really good man to have on your show because he exposes how the Christian agenda has been hijacked by Jewish Talmudic, a lot of the things that Tex Mars talks about, actually, but I find that Larry Smith goes a lot.
Well, you know, I've been hearing all this, but then when you actually tune in and Hagee's saying it, and see, I'd forgotten about that till you just mentioned it, and then I'm reading a news article and they're saying the same thing. I mean, if Christians aren't supposed to go out and proselytize, I don't know what they're supposed to do, and it's pretty shameful. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to, who's the next here? Sergeant Major Lee in Florida. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's great to be on your show.
Good to have you on board. What's on your mind?
Okay, let's get to the big thing. You were talking about depleted uranium and all this stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got a good one for you. The military is going to drop nuclear bunker buster bomb against Iran.
Well, they did a year and a half ago order, 200-plus. They've delivered half of them to Israel, and they are saying that if they strike, it will probably be nuclear.
That's very true.
Now, and that broke 6 months after we covered it in New Yorker magazine and then in the New York Times.
Okay, so this is true. I got the paperwork in front of me. Now then, let me tell you about another good one. I don't know if you know this or not, but would you believe that they got a big fight going on down in South Carolina, in Augusta, South Carolina? They want to build a nuclear plutonium plant there. I repeat, a nuclear plutonium plant in South Carolina.
And for those that don't know, a plutonium plant is a lot more dangerous and a lot easier to put off deadly emissions than a uranium processing facility. And, yeah, they're actually opening old and then talking about building new plants because of a whole new generation of mini nukes they're going to use, they're seeing in conflict. So, and the PMAC says they don't want to just legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. Yeah, it's openly announced. Total genocidal, you know, Mein Kampf stuff publicly by Dick Cheney. But, yeah, the to legitimize the use of quote, miniature, quote, tactical weapons.
That's correct. Now, I just got off the phone with two senators' office in Washington, D.C., Domenici, and also Senator Graham. And the phone number is 202-224-6121. And the other phone number is 803-933-0112. And neither one of these senators' office knows anything about this.
It's rule number one. They all play dumb. You call anybody, you call anybody but Ron Paul's office, maybe one or two more, and they will tell you there's no North American Union, there's no UNESCO, there's no CFR, there was no open, you know, Jane's Weapons Quarterly didn't report they've developed all these mini nukes. They will deny.
I know. And let me tell you what, right now, all of our soldiers are coming back from Iraq.
And they're dying. But they, again, people don't want to really support them, though. Supporting them means just cutting them loose and smiling at them.
Right. And right now, something that's being covered up with all the suicide in Iraq, that's our soldiers killing each other.
In fact, it came out a few months ago, record suicides for this war.
That's right.
More than doubling any previous war in their per capita number.
Maybe because of the depleted uranium from our bombs, shells, and tank guns.
Well, it's more than that. It's a lot of them are waking up while they're there and figuring out it's all lies.
And, you know, this is something I can't understand. I spent 3 years in Vietnam. I was a soldier. My men were soldiers, 17 to 21. They were men. What we have now is slaughter, I repeat, slaughter of great soldiers that have been turned into a killing machine, which is very, very wrong. And I appreciate talking with you, Mr. Jones. And
well, tell you what, stay there because I want to hear how you gauge that from what you did in Vietnam with the rules of engagement versus vis-a-vis what you're seeing in Iraq and why you come to the conclusion it is slaughter. Because it is slaughter on both sides. We'll be right back. Stay there, Sergeant Major Lee, and we'll be right back. Take one more call, and I'm covering news the rest of the show.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 points of international communism to capture America was to gain control of one or both political parties? Have you noticed that it doesn't matter which political party, Republican or Democrat, takes office? We continue in the same direction of losing our freedoms and ultimately our national sovereignty to the United Nations, which is a communist organization. The handwriting is on the wall. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
To all the criminals out there tuned in, to all the abusers, to all the control freaks, this song's for you. We're taking names. We're checking them twice. We know who's been naughty and nice.
Thank you.
go back to Mr. Lee there in Florida. Okay, you're saying this is slaughter versus what was happening in Vietnam. How have you come to that conclusion?
In Vietnam, we worked together as a team. At nighttime was the most important, because that's when you were hit most of the time with their rockets and everything else. And here in Iraq, the war there is cover bombs that are like if I came into your house with a shotgun and just start shooting. This is a slaughter. This is what they're doing to our soldiers over in Iraq. It's an open field of slaughter. It's like taking a grenade, throwing it in a lake where there's ducks, and you kill a whole bunch of ducks.
Yeah, I mean, it's worse than asymmetrical or guerrilla warfare, because
it's just like World War II. The worst in Korea, when you go into a village, house-to-house fighting is very bad. You got to look out for booby traps, individual hiding.
Well, in this case, though, it's not just bombed out cities, you know, where you're going in against nest of, you know, of a foreign army. This is just arresting all the males, going into houses. I mean, and this is some of the most grueling psychologically. But in World War II or Vietnam, you only had to be there one tour. Now, it's tour after tour after tour after tour of this, and they're like tires that are bald. They're blowing.
That's correct, sir. And let me tell you what, people don't realize this. I have talked to young kids at high school with ROTC, and some of the stuff that I explain to them, they look at me. And I say, okay, here's a CD. Next time I see you here, tell me I'm wrong or right.
Oh, really? What are you giving them? What are you giving them?
I give them the truth about the war in Iraq. It's a cover-up. This is a cover-up war. We should have never. Our main point right now should be looking at North Korea, China, and Russia.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you want to talk about real threats, they have capabilities, but they got to go into Iraq, because by shutting off the oil flow, it jacks up the price. It is about oil in one respect. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'd like to give you an idea on how we can take back our country.
Okay.
Okay. If everyone or most of your listeners were to pick one or two radio stations where they live, send the station manager, the program manager, an email, a letter, and a phone call asking him to put you, Alex Jones, on their radio station, because you're the only talk show host that they will listen to, and they're not going to listen to any of the talk show hosts on their radio program. If we had thousands of people all over the country doing that in the local stations, I think eventually some of these stations would put you on.
Well, that's what's happened. That's why we are getting more affiliates. So I'll tell you what, I'm glad you brought this up. I was thinking about, in the next segment, briefly talking about this, and I didn't know if I was going to do it, because I don't really usually plug for stations. I've done it a few other times, and you called in. So that is definitely a sign. It's fortuitous. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Won't help you. Praying won't do. You're no good. Yeah, I think Bush has committed the ultimate sin. David Rockefeller and his masters, they have committed the ultimate sins. They've been given over to complete wickedness. So to them, crying won't help you. Praying won't do. You're no good. You're going down. I'm sorry to David and everybody else. I can't go to your calls because I've got to cover some news I promised to get to and some other key issues. But let's let Ron finish up. Ron, you were talking about contacting radio stations and getting them to pick up this transmission.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a form letter, email it to you. I would suggest that you put a link on your website to that form letter. Put it on your website. I'm just going to email it to you. And have people go there and do something similar, not exactly the same, but write something in their own words saying, I listen to Alex Jones. I think he's doing a great job. I don't care for the other talk show hosts on your radio station. Please consider putting Alex Jones on, or at least 1 hour of Alex Jones on, you know. And just if thousands and thousands of people were to do that, I mean, some of these small radio stations, you've got listeners in areas that could send in 1,000 emails and phone calls and letters, and some of these small stations don't even get 1,000 emails, letters, or phone calls in 10 years.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me give everybody some advice and some tidbits on how to do this. We get a new affiliate probably every month, or sometimes more often, but I'd say a month on average. Some of the years, you know, we get 50-something stations or so picking us up, which sounds like a lot, but and we have the biggest internet audience on Shoutcast, the biggest internet audience out there for a radio show in the country. That's by all the different gauges. And we're on shortwave and satellite. We have listeners a lot of different ways. Our podcasting, tens of thousands every day download that. But don't waste your time on big marquee stations that are owned by CBS, ABC, or Clear Channel. Because number one, even if I had a neocon show, they wouldn't pick it up because they have their own shows. They produce their own shows. They air their own shows, whether it's locally or whether they pipe it in. And that's just a free market thing, and it's also about control. So that's why, you know, it's an in-house thing. So you can forget, number one, find out who owns it. But if it's mom and pop or privately owned, there's still a lot of big, medium, and small stations that do that. But they've all heard of me. They've heard me on national shows. They've heard other talk show hosts. I mean, Limbaugh's talked about me multiple times. Neil Bortz, Sean Hannity. I was driving in the car Friday and heard Sean Hannity just out of the blue say my name. It was just, I'm so sick of it. The guy called in. They were having some discussion about, what's her name? The pop dancer, the pop singer, Britney Spears. Kind of proud, I have to think of her name. I don't really follow it. About, you know, some mild porn thing they do when they get out of cars. And how the guy didn't mind it. And then Hannity goes, oh, I know you go to those sites in your basement, blah, blah, blah. And then he just says, oh, yeah, now it's the Alex Jones show. Whatever that meant. I'm just driving. I'm like, I hardly ever, I listen to maybe once a week, maybe twice, you know, when I'm driving 10 minutes somewhere. I was like, I mean, how bad must it be? I get emails all the time. Now, that was a psychological warfare thing, just to throw my name in at the end of something disreputable. And so Genesis has an affiliate relations crew. Every station they talk to knows who I am. I tell you a station we ought to target, and I forget the call letters. It was in Reno. We were on that thing for about 3 years. I've never seen such a response. I mean, they just loved us in Reno. Great folks in Nevada. And then the guy, the station manager, died. And the new people that came in decided to make it all go music, other than Rush Limbaugh. And I'm told our affiliate relations contacted them. They said, yeah, we might pick him up. I mean, there's no reason. We get the ratings. We get the audience. I mean, that's admitted. You heard George Norrie here saying we've got one of the biggest audiences in the country. That was unsolicited. He's got the second biggest radio show in the country, saying this is one of the biggest audiences in the country because he's seen the response. He knows the feedback he gets. He sees the numbers. We're on some of the same stations. He sees those numbers. And, you know, we can be on a station that literally doesn't even get a, during that time slot, a one share. And in a year, we'll get you a 5-6 share. You keep us on 2 years, we'll get you an 8 share in talk radio. We'll get you a 10 share. We'll get you a 15 share. Now, you're not going to get General Motors advertising with you. You're not going to get IBM advertising because they're here to kill this country, folks. All right, I got to get into news. The point is, target the mom and pops, the privately owned. And a good way to do it is go, hey, you know, MS Communications, they come up with some of the hottest names in radio. They see trends. They own the marquee stations in the country. That's all they own is jewels. And all they own in talk radio is award-winning talk. Well, they wanted to give me a weeknight show. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I can't go do another show. So I said, let's do a Sunday and syndicate it. I mean, there it is. Produced at MS, sent out over Genesis. KLBJ, you know, won all the big radio awards. This pattern goes from southern Oklahoma all the way down to the coastline of Texas. One of the strongest stations during the day in Texas. They just cover 5 counties at night. And they came to me. I remember they had a big, high-powered, one of the top consultants in the country 8 years ago talk to me and tried to get them to pick up the show then, but they didn't. He worked for them. He just said, we need Alex Jones. And by the way, he said back then Neil Bortz would be the next big thing in the country. You see, he is. And he said, I would blow away Rush Limbaugh. I would blow away any of these people. I will eat their lunch. If you put me up against anybody on a station that has comparable wattage, I will destroy them. Because people know bull when they hear it, okay? They know it. They know it in their guts. And frankly, pretty soon, we're not even going to, you know, I mean, if the AM and FM world wants to miss the boat, that's fine. Exponentially, our web listenership is doubling every year to over 100,000 that tune in just on the web. That's a small sample, but that's big. That's bigger than anything else out there. Because anything that big will charge, and then people can't listen. You know, Limbaugh and stuff like that. I mean, over 125,000 tune in a three-hour show. And then 24 hours a day, it's running. You can look at the numbers. It's something like 300,000 tune in a 24-hour period just to my streams and the other streams Genesis offers. We got, what, like 8 different streams, 9 different streams, and one of my streams will be number one on Shoutcast with National Public Radio under it and Associated Press Radio under it and USA Radio Network under it. I mean, we're kicking their hind ends in here. I mean, it's like we start shooting to number one on Google Video. They knock out our numbers over and over again. They don't want us getting the Super Bowl trophy, folks. We get cheated out of that because with those signets, with those symbols, we can prove what we've done. That stuff means something. You know, we charge up to number 8 on the Amazon chart, and then they just, even though they had them in stock, so they weren't in stock for a week and a half to drive out our numbers. My distributor never before seen something like that. Talked to them on the phone. They said, well, we've got them, but we're not putting in the system yet. You know, I mean, this is the lengths that they will go to do this. So you didn't tune in to hear me talk about myself. That's what Limbaugh and all of them do. That's not. But I mean, it's an interesting. That's the catch 22. I mean, PrisonPlanet.com gets more traffic now than RushLimbaugh.com on the web rating services like Alexa.com and others. It gets more traffic than Dallas Morning News, and I can barely pay my bills. I want to give my people raises, and I'm having trouble doing it. I'm not very good at making money either. I don't like having to. I got all these ad agencies want to advertise on my websites, and I don't like the stuff that it's everything on the web. It's just like, but it's a catch 22. Do I hire more people, do a better job, make better films? You know, what do I do here? I don't even have time to call them up and do the deals with them. That's how non-focused on money I am. You know, it's like I make 50 cents versus 10 bucks off a DVD sale sold on Amazon. What do? I say, go there and get it. It's cheaper there. And, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm just here to fight the war, folks. The only reason I don't want to get killed or die is because I want to stay alive to fight these people. I mean, I'm so selfless, and really I am, that I don't even care about my own life. Do you understand that? And that's quite common in history. I'm nothing special. I'm following my programming. I see a threat to my species, to my family, to my country, and I want to have war with the enemy. I mean, I want to fight them. I want to defeat them. I want to bring them to justice. And the information war is the most effective way to do it, so that's what I do. I mean, they took your heroes away from you, folks. They took the hero was your grandpa, your grandmother that broke their back to work hard and build this country, and their grandparents, and their grandparents, and their grandparents still, that came across on leaky wooden boats and storms, and so many of them went to the bottom of the Atlantic. You know, the heroes are not some basketball player or some movie star. And you know, they tell you, only care about yourself, don't care what's going on in the world, I mean, you know, it's bizarre. It's unheard of for somebody to be selfless and to care about others. But I'm tuned into what it is to be a human being. I mean, I'm on a mission. I'm fulfilled. My life is filled with passion. It's an adventure. But it's not just mindless, empty thrill-seeking like climbing Mount Everest. It is assailing a dehumanizing force that is engaged in crime so black, I don't even have words to describe it. All right, I said, what are the top 10 things that Bush has done? North American Union killing the sovereignty of this country, unprecedented. trying to pass and pushing blanket total amnesty for all illegal aliens in the guest worker program. We need to throw down the figurehead by impeaching him and show the world that this is not our leader, even though he is just a titular head and a puppet. That's a symbol of, hey, the American people do not buy into this. We need to impeach him so that the figurehead's gone that Democrats keep blaming for everything, so we can start impeaching Pelosi and others for the stuff they've already been doing and what they will do in the next session of Congress. We need to impeach all of them that voted for the Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act, all of it. The UNESCO Treaty and all the other UN treaties Bush has signed on to, his destruction of the dollar, did I mention that? The New Freedom Initiative before psychological testing and drugging, the Real ID Act, the lies that led us to war, the Downing Street memos, the yellow cake uranium, the weapons trucks, the buying fake news. That's another one, buying fake news, billions, every purchase of a reporter or a news story or a fake newscast, total felonies. General Accounting Office, Governmental Accounting Office, they've both said totally illegal. The Omnibudsman of the Congress, who was a Republican, said it was illegal. I mean, just on its face. Having the Pentagon engage in domestic propaganda. Those are all reasons to impeach. All reasons. It's unbelievable. So, I don't even know what to say anymore. There's a bunch of other ones. And you talk about an unruly group of motley crew. Only one caller called in with my impeachment question. But that's fine. I take the calls because you bring us to different parts of the... It's like spin the wheel or something here. Okay, what's happening with the dollar? They are plunging the dollar so foreign corporations and countries can buy up U.S. assets from ports to roads to national parks being ceded to real estate, gold, mines, infrastructure, construction. That's that's mirrored here, here in the news in USA Today. Our view, national fiscal security, look at who owns U.S. debt now, not just having currencies that are worth more, so it's like an American going to Mexico where the peso is low and being able to get, you know, dinner for $2 or a dollar. It's also that 52%+ of our debt is held now by foreign countries. You add in foreign corporations, it's in the mid-70s. Could be even higher. That's USA Today today. It's also allows OPEC to get more, and it's petrodollars, and that's here in Bloomberg Financial today. OPEC may seek higher oil prices on weaker dollar. The Chinese yuan hits new high versus the dollar. That's AP. They've broken their deal to keep it pegged to the dollar, and they're moving now rapidly away to a basket of currencies, which they started doing a year ago. They own over $1 trillion in our reserves. There's a Financial Times of London, Times of London article about profiting from tumbling dollar. It's real fun. It's another thing the globalists do is while they jack it up, then drop it, then jack it up. It goes up and down, but the trend overall in the 5-year, 6-year chart is straight down. Because the big banks control the central government, so they know when it's going to go up and down by manipulations, so they all make huge profits on top of it by writing it down. They're able to, with insider trading, know where to profit massively in currency markets. And while they bring us in this process of the European Union's euro, the Amero, which they're now announcing on MSNBC as the answer to that, then they'll play those two off against each other and against the Asian Union, causing more spikes and plunges, then calling for a world set number by the IMF and World Bank and the UN on so you'll still have all these currencies, but they'll all be worth the same thing. That'll give them global currency manipulation hegemon or total monopoly. And they do these booms and busts centrifugally, to always in rapid waves consolidate wealth in fewer and fewer hands, because you had a huge middle class in this country that had about 40% of the world's wealth, and about 10% of the elite having the other wealth. So the country had half the world's wealth. Now the middle class has got about 22% of the world's wealth. and the elite has consolidated the other world wealth and that other 30% or so. So that's happening there. I want to go over some propaganda and other issues.
And,
I wanted to talk about Apocalypto. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. But so much I want to talk about. We're out of time again. Stay with us. Final segment, InfoWars.com, PrismaPlanet.com, the websites. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWars.com. Support us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
People in talk radio, people in local newsrooms, they feel real good when they, you know, get money together for calling cards or Crayola drawings by kids to send it to the troops. And, you know, to them, it's as long as they mindlessly think they're supporting the troops, they feel good about themselves. And evil gets power off of that. It gets a shell of goodness. Because something evil's happening in the world to the Iraqis, to our own troops. But then you've got this shell of people who aren't really bad, they're just ignorant, empowering evil. Let me tell you, a lot of Nazis, a lot of people that fought in Hitler's military, thought they were fighting for Germany, folks. They really believed in it to the end. They didn't understand. I mean, if you really supported the troops, you would support them not using DU, which ends up killing our troops. I mean, I've been out at Crawford when the pro-troop people are out there, and I go, well, hey, when people's arms and legs get blown off, they have to pay for their own flight back, and they didn't deny it. I got it on tape. They'll say, well, yeah, I know, but we don't have the money. they've got the money. I mean, $3 billion for different types of bombers and stuff. I mean, don't you know about the VA corruption? Go help there. No, they don't. It's a religious thing of just feeling good and saying we're over there fighting Al-Qaeda. I mean, we ought to all be ashamed of what the troops have done and what we've been part of and what they've done to the Iraqis. I mean, 2.15 million dead in the last 16 years, 654,000 in the last 3.5 years. I mean, that's British Medical Journal. That's Lancet, folks. They are very respected, very conservative, and they go into war zones. This is not some liberal group. This is for the government of England. You know, they go and get these numbers. And they said that's the low side. It could be as high as 900,000. And that's a cross-study cluster survey done of tens of thousands countrywide. You can go just type in Lancet study on Iraq dead. It'll pop up. It's lengthy. Go read it. I did. I read the whole thing. And, you know, there's so many other examples. I mean, I was listening to another national talk show, and they were saying, it's not about oil. Less oil's flowing out. We could have oil coming out. Saddam would sell us all we wanted. It isn't. That was the problem. They were mad at him in 1990 for selling too much oil. Go back and pull the articles. He was over-pumping, driving down prices. They went in to shut that oil off. Artificial scarcity, just like with the diamonds. Diamonds are really semi-precious, but one company has an almost total monopoly. And so they artificially increase the price. I mean, listen, there's nothing more frustrating for me to know you're being conned, to know you're being lied to, so many of you, and to see you laugh at me or say I'm a traitor and not know I'm your friend. The people that are getting rid of our borders and getting rid of our sovereignty and getting rid of our country are the same ones that are for the war. Hillary's for the war. She's for North American Union. Bush is for the war. He's for North American Union. You understand that? She's for amnesty, he's for amnesty. It's the same group. Don't you understand? This is meant, we build the empire for the global banks and America takes the blame. Please, if you love this country, listen to me. I'm your friend. I'm walking point here. Putting it all on the line. I believe we can beat them with God's help. Now get over to Infowars.com and get Terror Storm. Get America Freedom to Fascism. Get them, make copies, get them out to everybody. Don't wait. Join the info war. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Join us in the info war. And check out prisonplanet.tv. That's prisonplanet.tv. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, with a retransmission. Many stations air us at different times. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. I'll be on TV tonight. And we'll put it up on prisonplanet.tv. God bless.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.